Concerns are growing among teachers and education specialists that poorer schools don't have the resources they need to teach high-level science, technology, engineering and maths. They warn there's still a great deal of work to do to get schools properly prepared to teach STEM subjects, and at the moment there's nowhere near enough students choosing those subjects. Bridget Brennan reports.
Today's generation of primary school students are going to need a whole new set of skills to adapt to a rapidly changing world. Dr. Ian Hay is an assistant professor of science and maths education at the University of Canberra.
The children that are entering school now may even live to the next century. And so those companies that they may be working for, if they're a global company or they're into information communication technology, they're the sort of skills, they're the new basics.
Experts on STEM education, that's science, technology, engineering and maths, have been meeting in Sydney this week. They've been briefing teachers on how to create interactive classrooms to convince more students to study STEM subjects. Dr. Sarah Boyd is a high school teacher. She teaches Lego robotics and she also works for the New South Wales Department of Education.
At the moment, it's not really taught altogether. So they've got science, technology, engineering, and maths, and there's really low participation. So we really want to lift the number of students studying that so that they can be in the workforce for the future. So because it's predicted that we're going to need lots of STEM workers, but we don't have STEM students. And then really we need to train the primary teachers to teach STEM, and they probably don't have those skills at the moment.
Many schools don't have the resources to get laptops, tablets or even broadband into their classrooms. Dr. Sarah Boyd says that's a worry, especially if teaching coding is going to become a priority.
This could get worse. So already we can see differences in schools, with some schools having one-to-one computers, where other schools where the broadband doesn't work and there's really old laptops. There's definitely inequity already, and this could get worse if we don't address the problem by providing funds for infrastructure, for example.
The federal government is investing $12 million to improve STEM education, but University of Western Sydney education researcher Dr. Jane Hunter thinks that's not nearly enough.
I mean, these sorts of technologies that we're needing in schools are resource intensive. We need to ensure that there is adequate resourcing. We don't necessarily, $2 million per jurisdiction, or it will be less than that, in fact, is simply not enough. So I guess if the government's serious about putting effort into the areas that are needing to be enhanced with technology, they need to actually match that with adequate funding.
The government has had a national technologies curriculum draft since 2013. It's due to be presented to the Education Council to be endorsed later this year.
Bridget Brennan reporting.